The rest of the story. Just as John's life was beginning, it was ending. He was 30, and he was dying. Only 3 years before, he had graduated with a master's degree from Emmanuel College in Cambridge. That same year, he inherited some land and some money. A few months later, he was married. So here we have John, well-educated, financially secure, in love, a life of promise ahead of him. Something else, John had made a new home for himself and his bride in America. But then, not quite a year later, he became ill with consumption, they called it then, and now he was dying. If only he had a child to carry on, a living legacy, perhaps the end would come a little easier, but John and his wife had no children. In fact, his entire family name would accompany him to the grave. What was there left that he might bequeath to the world? There was, of course, his money, not all that much, really, and his remarkable collection of books, classics, theology, general literature, more than 400 volumes he had brought with him from England. So John looked all around him through eyes already growing dim, and what he saw was a school. He saw a tiny, burgeoning, struggling little school holding classes in a modest frame house. Now 2 years old, already on the way out, financial troubles mainly. My, how grateful that little seat of learning would be for just a little cash. And John had more than a little. And also he could contribute his books. And so was John's last will and testament drawn, that half of his estate and all of his library would go to that little school which was holding classes in a modest frame house. September 14, he was dead. Almost a century and a half before there were states to be united, John was a newcomer to America. His record of admission to the colonies is dated August 1, 1637. 1 year and 43 days later, in his so recently adopted land, he drew his last breath. The family line ended with John. There was none to carry forward his name. And yet, because a little school was dying at the same time as was he, his name lives on. There would be no sons to beget sons of the American Revolution, nor daughters to sow the first stars in our flag. The blood of all of the patriots spilled and saved would have to be derived of other lineage, and yet John's legacy became one of the cornerstones on which America was built. That small struggling school about to go under, to which John bequeathed his library and half of his estate, £779, 17 shillings and tuppence, and in gratitude for its renewed life through John's death, the gift of a newcomer, that tiny institution embraced John's last name as its own. The young man of 30 whose future was gone, yet whose last wish for immortality came true, was John Harvard. And now you know the rest of the story.